Megan, I'm feeling just fine this week. You want to know why?
Why?
Episode 209, and I'm feeling fine.
Oh, that rhymes.
Yeah, so does that.
I feel like...
Pine.
Pine? Because it's episode 209?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like a tree. But like, I do most days, so like...
What
is
kind
today
of tree?
Any different? I mean... Most days it's like a classic oak. Sometimes I'm a pecan when I'm just like dropping shit all the time.
A pecan?
Yeah, man, pecans just like... Pecans are all over the place.
You mean like the pecan like a nut?
Yeah.
It comes from a pecan like a tree? It
comes from a pecan tree. There's tons of them in San Antonio. I remember walking around neighborhoods and filling like... tons and tons and tons of paper grocery bags with pecans.
What?
We would have more pecans than we knew what to do with.
You were drowning pecans.
We were drowning in pecans.
What a way to go.
And then we would drown the pecans in corn syrup because that's how basically how you make a pecan pie.
Like, this sounds like
pretty,
a delight.
It's pretty straightforward.
You sound like you lived in like a version of paradise.
I mean,
the streets
or,
were littered with
or
pecans.
A version of a Little House on the Prairie.
In my hometown, we just had caterpillars hanging from everywhere.
Oh, God.
Seas and seas of caterpillars.
Did you drown them in corn syrup?
No, but it was terrifying.
You should have.
Sometimes you looked out and it was like a sea of them. You could see them like crawling. There was one summer there were so many, you would have to walk through my yard and hit them down with brooms because they were hanging from the trees. And then I remember distinctly going into Dairy Queen, which has, you know, a... glass door, and the door was completely covered in them. We call them army worms or tent caterpillars.
Oh my God.
Thinking back on it now, that sounds like a nightmare.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
We had cicadas.
Oh yeah.
We would collect all the little cicada skins.
And put them in pecan pie for that crunch.
Drown them in corn syrup.
Welcome to Magic the Amateur.
Hey everybody. This is a podcast about Magic the Gathering. Whether you are returning to the game, new to the game, or somebody who plays the game somewhere.
Please text us. I mean, you don't have our phone numbers, but you can tweet at us.
You know what? Just text us where you are. Pick enough. I want you to pick a phone number and text your current location to
it.
That phone number.
Boom.
Exactly.
Not dangerous at all.
No, not at all.
But what I wanted to know is what biblical plague... was in your hometown.
Oh, yeah. Did you have the classic plague of pecans or did you have a plague of army worms?
Yeah, I mean.
Take your pick.
On today's episode, we're going to talk all about Aether Revolt Draft.
Ooh, that's right. We have both drafted the set.
Yes. And it is live today on Magic Online. So
that's
I bet a lot
right.
of you are currently playing. Pew, 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 pew.
I'm probably currently playing when you're hearing this.
Yeah, I'm sure you
There's
are.
There's a really good chance that as you are listening to this, I am playing Aether Revolt on Magic Online.
Yes. It's like a whole new kind of holiday when you can just play constantly.
A whole new plane, a new fantastic set to play. No one to take our cards or archetypes or say we're only brewing.
Oh, Disney's coming after us now.
Yeah. Hopefully I was just off key enough to throw off YouTube's algorithms.
Yep. Oh, fingers crossed. We'll give you our first thoughts on draft in this format because it's brand new and it's just mm-hmm. the time when you're kind of wondering what you should do, what you should pick in your early drafts. We're also going to talk about the Star City Games Open that happened last weekend in Columbus.
See if there's some standard brews happening.
Yeah, we're coming up on the Pro Tour the weekend after this one. Mm-hmm. So it's something to think about. The pros are mostly headed over to Europe right now.
Yeah.
In their teams building. And
that's right. There's going to be teams because it's the beginning of the team series.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. It's a different
it's
angle.
Very cool.
So, yeah, we'll get you up to speed on what's going on in Standard. And we have a new Flavor Text Theater for you this week that we invented mere minutes before the show. But I
that's
think
true.
Could be good.
By mispronouncing a card name. So get ready.
But before we start the show, Patreon.
Yeah. Thank you so much if you are a patron of the show. You literally make our work possible. And yeah, it fills our hearts with joy.
It sure does.
And this room with light, literally.
Yes.
This light and that light.
Now we have two.
Both. Can you tell? Because you can see Maria's face better.
We didn't have two before. That's and right. We would always be like, keep our one light on. And now yeah. We have two lights on directly because people support the show.
It really helps so, so much. So thank you.
Yeah. And even if it's just a dollar, it really does more than you probably think. So Thanks to everybody who's become a new Patreon this month and all of our supporters who've been supporting us for a long time. Again, you can join the Discord chat if you are a patron. And we have levels, squirrel level, gremlin level, angel level. And Desolation Twin level. So four levels for you to choose from. We have to thank Card Kingdom as well.
Yes. Cardkingdom.com/MTAcast for all of your magic needs. Whether you need boosters, whether you need boxes, whether you need singles, they got you, man.
What if Card Kingdom came up with a dating app for singles?
but it's still magic cards.
Yes.
So you're swiping. Okay, so you're on this app, right?
Yeah.
And like one card pops up. And you either swipe right if you need the card or left if you don't need it.
Yeah.
But the way it works is that if you're the first person to swipe right on that card, you get it at half of its value.
Whoa. Otherwise, you just buy it. It goes in your cart.
It goes in your cart at the normal level.
Call us Card Kingdom. We just came up with
the worst idea anyone has ever had to sell a product. But sure.
But, you know, make that app.
Give us a call.
I love it. We've got magnets, by the way.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Show it off, Megan.
Where did it go?
I don't know.
Oh, I put it over there. I put it in that envelope and shook it a bunch.
Oh, yeah. We are doing quality testing. To make sure these magnets are good to go in the mail. But we've been talking about these for a while, and they finally arrived, and they are amazing.
You guys, they're magnetic poetry.
Yes. It's so cute.
They're incredible. You can also, if you're listening to this, you can check out a photo of them on our Twitter.
Yeah.
At MTAcast.
Megan, can you make a good poem out of some of those words?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yep. Wizard, sad Titanic, play, flavor, listen, pack.
Yes.
Minnesota.
Yes. Snaps. Snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, take this to your next open mic. You might be the new hit.
Exactly.
Just saying. Those are available to patrons at our $5 level once you've donated for 3 months. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, everybody. And get those magnets on your fridges.
Yeah.
Ether of Old Draft.
Hey, everybody. There's a new set out, and that means that there's some new drafts happening.
That's right. We've only had officially kind of like a pre-release, and now just this week, drafts have been happening at local game stores and on friends' tables all across the country and the world.
That's right.
It's so exciting.
It really is. I remember cracking open my first booster of Aether Revolt because it was literally like 4 days ago.
Yeah. Your first experience was draft.
It was my first time playing with any of the cards.
Yeah.
And man, there are some cards where I was like, this is great. And there are some cards where I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
There are some tricks I didn't see coming.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a thing? Question mark? And big question mark?
It could be. Could be a thing.
Yeah.
So let's just talk a little bit about our experience drafting this set. So we have two packs of Aether Revolt, one pack of Kaladesh. Kaladesh, we knew what was going on. We knew it was good. We knew it was great. There's Fabricate. There's no Fabricate anymore. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Except in your one pack.
You get one pack of Fabricate, which is not enough to make it a strategy.
So we were talking about this before we started recording, and my question was, so you can usually pair up the color pairs and just say, well, what is this color pair trying to do? And we call that an archetype in this draft. So previously in Triple Kaladesh, I would say that black-white was kind of a Fabricate strategy, plus Inspired Charge was kind of that deck. Mm-hmm. And now I was like, what's white-black's deal nowadays?
Yeah.
They have some sweet removal. They definitely have access to sweet removal, like with stuff, you know, like Cotton the Bright.
It does seem like a little bit more like control-oriented.
Yeah.
With, like you mentioned, those two. And then also the 4-mana black kill creature
anything
or a vehicle.
Ever?
Yes.
Yeah, that card is sweet.
Sucker.
Is that an instant?
It is a sorcery.
That would be really good.
I had three of them.
You had three?
I drafted three. They were picks 1, 2, and 3 for me in the draft.
How did you feel about that. Like,
do you know what? Like, at four mana, it's a little clunky demolition. To have three.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
No, it was clunky. I would have gone down to two.
Yeah, I think two is a good number. Sorcerer speed, yeah. Daring sorcery demolition.
Speed.
That's man. Good art on there, too.
Who wants to do things at sorcery speed on your own turn?
Nobody.
Nobody. Certainly not me.
So how did you find your deck? You drafted green-black,
mm-hmm.
which in this format, I would say, is definitely plus one counters.
Yes.
Because you've got Winding Constrictor mm-hmm. and various dudes that like sacrifice effects to add counters.
I had two of the 2/2s, Defiant Salvagers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had some like stuff that with revolt triggers.
Yeah.
I had two of the card that yes. gives something minus three. Yeah, the 3/2 for three that if you have a revolt trigger.
That's fine. Who that is. We're still learning names.
Yeah, yeah.
Vengeful Rebel.
So I had two of those. That card is great if you can reliably trigger revolt.
Oh, yeah.
Which I had like the single green enchantment that you can put on a land to make it tap for any color mana, which I didn't need the fixing. But I put it in my deck because you sack it to draw a card. And I had two Vengeful Rebels, which yeah. was just like, oh, this is great in my deck.
And how often were you able to trigger revolt on the Rebel?
Every time I never cast it without triggering revolt.
Whoa, that's pretty
and
good.
And I had two Defiant Salvagers.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of times, and I had like a Fortuitous Find, which is the bring back a creature or an artifact or both.
Yeah.
So I had a turn where I like sacrifice the Vengeful Rebel to the Defiant Salvager and then cast Fortuitous Find, got back Vengeful Rebel and something else from my graveyard and then like cast it again.
No.
And it had like because it had left the battlefield that turn.
That's so good.
I got a trigger. But my deck was a little too clunky.
Okay.
So it was too slow and it didn't have enough like really powerful things going on.
Whether or not revolt can be reliably triggered in a draft format, mm-hmm. I think is one of the big questions that people are still figuring out. Obviously, it's going to be easier definitely. In draft than in sealed for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds to me from what you're telling me that you didn't have a super hard time.
I did not. But I also like built and drafted some cards with that in mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Vengeful Rebel. Not a rebel, I should add, but a warrior.
Yes.
Somebody explain that to me.
Well, warriors can be rebels.
That's true. I just am thinking of the next Modern Masters when there's like that. Remember that Rebels deck?
Oh, yeah, the Rebels deck. And then this guy is like, there. I'm a rebel, but I'm not.
Put me in, coach. Yeah, so.
Sorry, guys. Nope.
I really do want to draft the green-black counters deck.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be so sweet. Definitely you want the Sneck,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to copyright it right now. It's a Sneck deck. If you draft it, you have to call it that.
Sneck deck.
There is no wiggle room for me on that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think black white is kind of a more controlling, removal revolt centered dealio.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree.
Okay. So I drafted a disaster piece, which I'm going to call poop.deck, and it was Boros colors. The reason it was so bad was, there was not one, not two, but three free gem regions opened at our table. So three different decks had them. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were all open pack one, pick one, but they all influenced the decks of at least two of the people who had them. So me and the person sitting next to me were both in the same colors, which is just a nightmare. You never want that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, partially my own fault for not reading signals correctly. And partially the person's next to me fault for not reading my signals. So it's like a chain. It was a chain of horrible decisions that just went down the table.
Yeah.
But my, you know, it was just very poor. I tried to dig myself out of that hole by drafting kind of like the most silly aggressive deck that I could, but I couldn't salvage it. We were playing with some very good players. If you mm-hmm. watched, you saw us, we actually streamed this draft mm-hmm. live. Mm-hmm. So we streamed a live draft. It was totally janky. We hung the webcam from my chandelier, but you know, it was fun.
I don't think you're allowed to say janky and chandelier in the same sentence though.
When I say chandelier, let me clarify. I bought it for $50 at like a hotel used sale. So like hotels.
It is a used hotel chandelier. So yes. it has seen people you don't know sex.
Well, you know, you had to remind me of that because that's what Sorry. I think about every time I go into a hotel.
Sorry.
And I just have to like accept it, you know?
Yeah, I really
do. You never could fall asleep. You'd just be like lying there like,
oh, how many people have done it in this bed?
You could not lay on the bed.
I sounded like a demon right there. I apologize. Anyway, it was terrible. I'm not saying that the Boros deck is terrible, but I kind of don't. I mean, what is it? It's just aggressive. There's some revolt happening. You've got access to pretty good aggressive red creatures. Mm-hmm. The 2/1 with a first strike that gives you two energy and can create servos, I think is a very strong card.
Mm-hmm.
I played a second draft at another store in town the other night, last night, actually. I'm talking about that card is Aether Chaser.
Mm-hmm.
At Fantasy Flight Game Center, which was a great experience, and I played somebody who was playing a very aggressive red deck with Aether Chasers and Kari Zev and her little legendary monkey friend and Chandra's Revolution, which I think is also a very good card. It is a sorcery, but I mean, what more do you want in life? I don't think that can be an instant. But it just, you know, it just didn't really come together, despite the fact that I had our preview card giving me some free jam.
Oh, man. So going back to other decks that were drafted.
Yes.
At the draft that we had here.
Yeah.
We had two that I think were like of note.
Sure.
So there was the blue-green one, which they called they were calling the Proliferate deck.
Yes.
Because it took advantage of several of the cards that were like, hey, like when this does something, you can put a, if everything that has a counter of some kind on it, put another counter of that kind on
it.
So there was a point at which on like turn 4, I was being attacked by like a 5/5, like a 5/6 thriving rhino.
Sick.
It was creepy and disgusting.
I'm trying to find that card. It's the little 2/1. Oh, there it is. Skyship Plunderer. Whenever it deals combat damage to a player for each kind of counter on target permanent or player, give that permanent or player another counter of that kind.
Yeah. And then, because so they had played that on 2.
Flyer.
And then Rhino on 3. And then they played something else that gave something a counter on 4.
Sick!
I got run over very quickly that
game. Yeah, that sounds like a great deck.
They also had the 1 blue and a green creature that you draw a card and get 2 energy.
Yeah, that card's sick.
Great card.
I played that in my draft last night, which was mostly mono blue. But I added green for just sorts of cards like a Rogue Refiner.
Mm-hmm.
Just nasty. Yeah, I mean, a card draws you a card, you get 2 energy.
Oh my god, and you have a 3/2.
Yeah. Okay.
On top of all of it.
Deal.
Yeah.
I'll take that deal.
Hello.
So it appears that green-blue is still in the energy and counters game.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. More so in the counter. Yeah, I suppose they were in the counters game in Kaladesh too.
Yeah.
Which, it was my favorite color in Kaladesh, and I think a lot of people are saying that green is pretty strong in this set as well, so I think it, you know, fingers crossed that it's still a pretty good deck to draft, because I quite liked it in Kaladesh.
Yeah.
Here's what I tried to do in my deck last night, Megan.
Okay.
You would be so proud, as I was trying to make a controlling deck, which, of course...
I'm very proud.
I'm gonna tell you, it was a train wreck, but my deck...
I'm so proud.
...was approved by a professional player. They said it was, and I quote, sweet. But I apparently can't play it. But I drafted 2 of the 04, which is what? Aether Stealer?
Oh, man. Aether Card Stealer.
That's right. It has flash, and when it blocks, you gain an energy. You can pay 3 energy and tap it to draw a card. Shielded Aether Thief. That's what it is.
Oh, man. What a card.
I had 2 of them, and I decided I was going to completely make my deck around them. So I had... those fellows. I had Shipwreck Moray, which gives you 4 energy. I only had 1 of them, but I just wanted the energy. I just wanted everything with energy so I could draw every card ever.
I can get behind that.
And here's where we birthed our new flavor text theater, but I had, what was it?
I don't know. We call it Consolation Coup.
Consolation Coup, which is not the name of the card.
That's the Confiscation Coup.
Confiscation Coup.
Confiscation Coup.
I had 2 of those at my top end.
That's sweet.
So I was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to block for days, gain all the energy, draw the cards, and then take their best creature.
Yeah.
This is a game plan. Just didn't work out. But, you know.
What do you think didn't work out about it?
Let me look at the picture of it.
What was missing?
So I can remember all the things of my life.
Do you know who's a real jerk?
Who?
While we're talking about it?
Yeah.
Bastion Inventor.
What's Bastion?
Bastion. Bastion?
Bastion? I say Bastion. Bastion?
We know, we can't trust me. It's the 4/4 with improvise and hexproof.
Oh, yeah.
For 6.
Yeah.
Just what a bugger. It's a
good thing there's not a super sick aura to put on that thing right now.
Isn't there? There's the +2/+2 in flying, isn't there?
Which in one white. Is that? Oh, that costs 5, so I guess you could put that on there.
Yeah, I mean, you're spending a lot of mana, but it does have hexproof.
I was thinking of the Goblin Heel Cutter deck from back in the day. That's like one of my favorite draft decks of all time.
Oh, that dash deck.
Dash it out. And then you could play, the 4/1 that had hexproof? And then you just put...
Oh, it was the 4/2.
4/2, that's it.
In blue, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, the 4/2 hexproof.
Yep.
No, you're thinking of, that wasn't in Goblin Heel Cutter dot deck. That was in the blue-red Ferocious. Was it Ferocious?
I put them in the same deck because Goblin Heel Cutter, I did blue red anyway. That's fair. But yes.
But I'm thinking of, the one that cared about if you had a power 4 or greater.
Yeah.
And that thing had 4. So it was like,
dumb.
Teamer Battle Rage that sucker all day.
Yeah. And like, that's what I'm saying is like, there were better, cheaper enchantments. Like there must have been a +2/+0 or something where it was just dumb.
I remember.
So here's the other highlights of my energy deck. Aether Swooper, a.k.a. Aether Pooper, who is a 1/2 flying. You get 2 energy and every time it attacks, you can spend 2 to make a servo. A couple copies of Ice Over. Era of Innovation, which is a mad combo with that Aether Swooper and anything else that makes energy. I put a Consulate Turret in here. Just in case, that card I think is pretty bad, but in this deck...
That's the one that you can tap it to gain an energy, and you tap it and pay 3 energy to deal 2 damage to a player?
Yep. And my top end had the Windkin Raiders, 4/3 Improvised Flyers, Gearseeker Serpent, and those 2 Confiscation Coups, plus Reverse Engineer for drawing 3 cards. And I had an Untethered Express. So, I mean, the good cards in my deck were very good. I think if I had to answer why it didn't get there is because I should have... I drafted almost mono blue, and I shouldn't have. I should have put a couple more beefy green creatures in here just so, like, I didn't die. Yeah. Anyway.
Like, you could have used, like, a better couple of 2 drops or a better couple of 3 or 4. It's, like, some more substantial.
Yeah, that's where...
Some more substantial creatures get in the way.
To just, you know...
Like, we're here, and we're the muscle.
Just let them... Just, like, send them into battle and be like, good luck, little buddies. Like,
We're tough. We're tough and strong.
We're scrappy.
Yeah.
So what deck are you hoping to draft in this format?
Oh, man. I want to draft the blue-green deck. That one looks like fun.
Yeah, me too.
So someone else at our draft drafted the blue efficient construction deck, which I'm going to go ahead and call it from that draft not a thing. Don't draft this card. Don't do it.
Whenever you cast an artifact spell, create a 1/1 colorless Thopter. Creature took with flying, 3 and a blue enchantment.
It's 3 and a blue, though. It's so expensive. There was but one Megan. Game where it turned out great. And then there were just this is so many other games where it was not.
This card is the dream.
I mean, do you know what? I, like anybody else, want to live the dream of like...
Okay.
Just, but he was saying he had something like 15 artifacts in his deck. And there were and still games still with this like not good.
Oh, that's so sad.
This isn't good in a 15 artifact deck.
No.
When is it good?
No.
And I mean, like, I want it to be.
We all want it to
but
be.
But mostly I want that 3/3, 3/2/3 that lets me draw a card. Yes, please. What are you hoping to draft?
I want to draft... I'm just looking...
You want Snek deck.
Oh, for sure, Snek deck.
You
want
to draft Snek deck.
Not even a question. Snek deck, turns out, is a deck, even in standard. Hashtag called it. But in draft, still want to do it.
Snek deck.
So that's my number one right now. But I wouldn't say no to Oath of Ajani counters.
Ooh, yeah.
As I guess I just want to play counters. That's
you want to play counters?
That's what I'm realizing. No, not counter spells. Plus
no,
one, plus
I know.
One.
I know. Damn. Trust me. I know what kind of counters you mean.
That's you just gave me a t-shirt idea, though.
What?
I don't know how it would quite go, but it'd be like counters and counters. And like one was like +1/+1 and it had a little checkbox. And the other one was...
It's just an island.
An island, yeah. And then you can, there's two types and you can pick one. It's a horrible shirt. Somebody played the Tezzeret's touch deck against me, which was pretty cool.
Tezzeret's touch.
Tezzeret went and touched a lot of things.
Yeah.
And they became this 5/5.
This is one blue and a black enchant artifact. Enchanted artifact is a creature with base power and toughness 5/5 in addition to its other types. When it's put into a graveyard, return that card to its owner's hand.
It's really good that this has that line of text on the bottom because otherwise it'd be a real poop shoot.
Yeah, otherwise it would stink.
There's just way too many ways to bounce creatures in this format or to lock them down or whatever, but at least you get the card back.
Yeah, which that's very true. Whatever. I mean, like, if it gets, you know, told no.
Countered?
No.
What do you mean?
Told no. If it gets its, if it gets revoked, if it gets revoked privileges. Oh. Revoked privileges. It's
like, what is... Told no.
Told no.
That's the name of the new counter spell. Told no.
Like, that's bad.
Yes.
That's bad.
Quite
that's
bad.
Real bad.
So what sweet decks have you drafted already in Aether Revolt? Let us know by texting us. And just pick any a number. And
send it there.
Let them know. I drafted red. What?
What is red, green, and what is a draft? And who are you?
Guess what? It's time for some standard corner.
It's just a standard corner.
This past weekend, there was a standard event. Star City Games, Columbus OH.
That's right.
Our first time to see some constructed decks battle it head to head to see what potentially was coming out as an all-star ahead of the Pro Tour.
That's right. I mean, after some, after the recent bannings of Emrakul, Smuggler's Copter, and Reflector Mage, you know, things were going to get shaken up. We weren't going to see Black-Green Delirium at the top anymore.
No, sir.
Wait.
Oh, wait. It won the tournament. Won.
But, obviously, it did not have its signature card, Emrakul.
No, it did not.
But it did have copies of Hello Friend, Mindrack Demon.
Oh, a little Mindrack Demon coming back.
Look at that. But it did not have Ishike.
No Ishike.
No Ishike.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Blue-White was a deck that Ishike was very good against.
Yeah.
And so, you know, with Blue-White gone... that spider can just take a break.
You know what's interesting is I'm looking at the build here. The winner of the tournament was Brennan DeCandio. And the deck is looks kind of similar to Black Green Aggro, which was another top deck finishing at this tournament.
It does look very similar. In fact, one could ask the question, what is the real difference?
There's Mindrack Demon and the I think it's in the spells.
That's fair. It also has like to the slaughter. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit, it has some traverse the Ulvenwald. It's a little bit more, you know, its spells you think are a little bit more chill.
It's got a little bit more chill spells.
A little bit more chill. So it also features four of the Snek, Winding Constrictor.
Yep, four Sneks.
Three Rishkar Pima Renegade.
Yep.
Which works well with Snek and with, you know, ramping to some of these bigger creatures.
You know, it's interesting. It's so many cards are the same. Winding Constrictor, Rishkar Pima Renegade.
Yes.
Walking Ballista.
Yes.
Virtuous Gear Hulk.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, because think all of these things give counters.
Yeah.
Or give extra counters or get counters.
Yeah.
So, you know, Grim Flayer and Mindrack Demon are the only two guys in there being like, hey, no counters for us. We're okay, thanks.
Yeah, we don't need them.
Except then Gearhulk comes along and is like, take these counters.
I have so many counters to give away.
Take all these counters. I have too many. And the Snek's like, have an extra one too.
Yeah.
Can you, okay, think about it. With a Gearhulk, if you could potentially put those counters on four different creatures.
Yes.
You could potentially get eight counters total off of a Gearhulk with a Snek in play.
That's so sick.
That's so Snek.
That's so Snek.
Sack. That's so like, Snek a sack.
This deck is only Delirium. Well, I suppose Mindrack, Demon, Traverser, Uvenwald.
Yeah, those things care. To the Slaughter.
It's just kind of funny because it's so different from the Emrakul version.
Oh, it absolutely is. It isn't like, get all of these things in my graveyard, stat.
It's more like... sure.
It's more like everybody have some counters. So the green-black aggro decks, which took second and third as well, they, as you mentioned, have also Walking Ballista. They have some Tireless Trackers, some Sneks.
Yeah, Sneks.
Some Rishkars.
So what's interesting about this, which I'm going to call the snack deck in standard snack, is that while they're putting while the snack is busy giving everything more counters, walking ballista is kind of like your payoff. So if you are putting counters on a lot of things, that can be really good because you're smashing face.
Yeah.
The ballista, if they manage to kill it, all you have to do is just remove those counters.
Take off all those counters and chuck them at their face.
It's like straight if you to the threw face. Dice at somebody.
But don't do that.
That's what it's like.
It's not okay.
Imagine getting a die in the eye.
I don't want to.
Wouldn't be good.
No.
But that's what I think is kind of cool about this. Not only are we just doing a straightforward game plan of putting counters on a lot of things, we also got a sneaky way to sneak in some damage.
Sneaky.
A very sneaky way.
Okay, so I have to say, we also have 3 Aether Sphere Harvester.
Yeah.
This is a 3/5 flyer that gets 2 energy. It's a vehicle for 3. You can pay an energy to give it lifelink until end of turn.
Stupid card. Crude
crew cost of 1. Like, it's a 3/5. Holy buckets. 5?
Yeah.
What can kill 5 toughness these days?
Not Fatal Push.
Freaking nothing.
And this... I mean, I'm sure that was intentional.
Yeah.
But I was listening to...
Not Grasp of Darkness.
No, not Grasp.
Freaking nothing.
I was listening to the second best magic podcast, Limited Resources, and both...
Is the first best Constructed Resources?
Yeah. We're like number 10 or something. and both Marshall and LSV said this is the card they most want to open in a draft.
Aether Sphere Harvester? I mean, it is insane. Someone had it in our draft that we did. And luckily I had like a appetite for the unnatural in my hand at the time.
Right.
I was like, get that out of here. That's not freaking goodbye. Happening.
Goodbye, 3/5 lifelink. Give me a break.
You don't even get to pilot that once.
No.
No one.
Card is so good.
Oh, God.
And you know what's funny? We thought it was going to be all Heart of Kirin's running around, which there are some Heart of Kirin's.
Yeah.
But Aether Sphere Harvester making its mark in standard.
I did open a Heart of Kirin in our draft.
Yeah.
I played it, as you know.
How was it?
One game, I drew it. I drew it in one game. But you know what? In that one game, holy buckets.
It hits hard.
It's very good.
Although the vigilance on it isn't really a thing.
What do you mean?
Because you're...
You have to crew it both times. No, I agree. That's true.
So let's take a look at another deck, which is worried about...
Yes.
Counters.
This came in 4th. Green-White Tokens, which this is a deck which I was like, yeah, like, obviously, this is going to happen.
Yeah, because of Gideon's... I mean, not Gideon's.
I mean, Gideon.
A Johnny's abs is what I was going to say. Abs,
but, like, Gideon is in
yes,
here, obviously.
Gideon's here.
We're seeing the return of Nissa, Voice of Zendikar.
Welcome back.
Hello, friend. You were gone for a little while. But now you are back.
Yep.
It has 2 authority of the consoles.
This deck was worried about Saheeli Cat, that's for sure.
He was, like, packing a main deck.
Probably paid off.
I mean, I'm sure it did at least once.
Yeah.
3 Stasis Snare. This one has 3 Heart of Kirin.
Yeah, we've got Gideon and Nissa to take advantage of Heart of Kirin's crew cost as well.
Yeah, and 4 Oath of Nissa.
Yeah. This deck seems fun. It's not exactly like the green-white tokens that to remember before, but it does have Sylvan Advocates hanging around.
Thank God it's not like the green-white tokens of
I know.
Yonder days.
I hate that deck.
Your days?
I guess
you know that classic saying, your days.
And they were yours, too.
Your days and your days. Oh, God.
So, well, let's go through these, and then I want to ask you which one of these you're into.
I think you already know the answer, but...
So, the big question going into this weekend, and also the Pro Tour, is going to be how dominant is Saheeli Cat, a.k.a. Crazy Cat Lady, going to be in Standard? It's an infinite combo. It's not banned. Parentheses yet. And it's pretty strong. It showed up in quite a few numbers on SCG. And this build that we're looking at is called 4 Color Saheeli. Mm-hmm. And it has just basically every card that's super sweet in the deck.
Oh, so great. This 2 Cloud Blazer.
Cloud Blazer.
Mother freaking Cloud Blazer.
Who saw that coming? Not me.
That's pretty great, though. I mean, think about it. If you don't have a Saheeli out yet to flicker with your cat, then you can just flicker a Cloud Blazer
Why
and
not?
Gain 2 more life and draw 2 more cards, and everybody's happy.
I mean, Rogue Refiners in this deck. We were talking about this card earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Spell Queller, because Everybody hates it, but it's a good card.
Freaking Spellqueller.
Whirler Virtuoso.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just good stuff.
Yeah, it does look very much like a pack of good stuff.
Oh, yeah. And then there's Philidor Guardian Saheeli. Yeah.
And I'm sure that this is like, right, like this is one build of it.
Yes.
This is the one that was one of the ones that was in the top eight. This was like fifth or something like that. So like, I imagine that there's going to be a lot of ways to build this particular deck.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Because there were like 2 4 color versions, but then there was also like just a straight Jeskai version.
Yeah.
So I kind of wonder, you know, like, what are we going to see?
And I think an interesting takeaway from the weekend of seeing this deck was that if you think about a Saheeli combo deck, you think, oh, I'm putting everything in there to take advantage of playing Saheeli and Philidor Guardian and going infinite. But what this deck really pointed out, to me at least, is that you don't have to go with that game plan. You can have them in there, and sure, you can win the game with them, and you have other cards that might help you find them or make the most of them. But why not just play a bunch of good cards and just make a deck that has other ways to win and can't be really torn apart as easily as putting in a single shock? You know what I mean? So it's more resilient to decks that will try and tear it apart.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, I'm super interested to see what other builds of Saheeli we see coming up at the Pro Tour. And finally, Mardu Vehicles. So this deck is the one that I watched win GP Denver with our Prothering guest, Matt Severa.
Ooh, go check out that Prothering if you haven't yet.
I know. And here's the thing. This was the deck that, you know, suffered from the loss of Smuggler's Copter.
It certainly did.
I mean, they all did, probably, but...
Yeah, but it said, hello, Heart of Kieran.
So this one's got...
We'll give it a try.
You know?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's pretty the same. It's got some shocks, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Well, otherwise...
You know, prevent that cat combo.
Otherwise, it's pretty much exactly
cat combo. The same. I don't know why that song...
Cat combo.
Cat combo.
I will note that a lot of these decks are putting Authority of the Consoles in the sideboard.
Yeah.
Just in case.
It's a good place for it.
Just in case.
You know?
So, what of these... Are you on Saheeli train?
I mean, it does look like fun.
Doesn't it?
It does look like fun.
There's just so many cool things to do if you're not catting it up.
Catting it up? I mean, I agree. It just looks, like you said, it looks like good cards, but it's not just like, you know, like a bunch of planeswalkers.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of good cards that I want to play that are fun.
I know. That's what's unique about it to me. It's not just, oh, here's a one color bomb or whatever.
Yeah.
It's Cloud Blazer. It's also making your Thopters. It's also playing a dude that just draws you cards with a 3-2. I like that.
Sick.
Just like good quality draft cards in a constructed deck. I love when that happens.
Seems all right.
So I can't decide if I would probably still stick with Mardu Vehicles, to be honest with you. But I think Snek deck seems really fun as well. But I just can't leave my the Aggro life chose me, you know what I mean?
No. No, I really don't.
I was born with a red card in my hand. It sounded gross.
That some did. That did not look good.
But coming up this weekend, we're not actually going to see any more Standard in action.
No, because we get to see...
Limited, because we're going to GP San Jose!
We're going to be playing there, and you can be watching coverage of GP Prague.
Yes!
Which will be going on at the same time. It will be Limited. It will be Aether Revolt, day one. Sealed, day two. Drafts!
I'm so excited.
Can you hide it?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind then. All right, good. Good.
We're going to California. I'm excited.
Me also.
I want to play some Limited. I want to open, you know, some cards. I want to give people some high fives. By the way, if you see us at GP San Jose, come over, say hi.
Give us
a high five. We'll give you a, you know, good luck high five bracelet if you want one. We have this new baby blue color.
It's a good color. I really like it.
Yeah, so we're super excited to... meet some people, hang out, and play some Magic.
Woo!
Woo!
Woot!
Woot. Megan, guess what I have on my head?
Headphones.
It's a pack of Aether Revolt.
Why would you deliver it like that?
I don't know. Just, you know.
You're like the world's worst stork.
Here you go. Here's your baby.
And you got fired.
I was fired from storking.
Yeah.
One too many drops. You know?
Yeah. Storking is like streaking, except you're covered in feathers.
Bizarre.
Anyways.
We're going to play Flavor Text Theater for you with a new brand new game that we can't think of a good name for. So we're calling
Make it worse. Because we have Make It a Rare.
Yeah, we do have Make It a Rare.
We have Make It a Rare. What was this? This is like just like slightly misheard card.
Yes.
Because it came from us misremembering Confiscation Coup as Consolation Coup. Which we decided that one would be, instead of gaining control of a permanent, what it would say is like, you gain control of target permanent and opponent controls, and then that that opponent can then swap that permanent for a different one of their permanents.
So you're like, I'd like to take your sweet angel, please. And they're like, oh, that's funny because you're getting a servo.
Instead you get the servo.
Consolation coup.
Consolation coup.
So let's...
Well, you didn't get an angel, but here's a servo.
You know, okay. Hopefully you didn't spend 5 mana on it. Okay, so let's mishear some cards here. I'm trying to think of what could make this the worst, because I've got several options going through my brain right now. By the way, all of these cards will be entered into our drawing. Oh, yeah, okay. For our Patreon.
Okay, this is Fenhaller is the original. Yeah. I'm going to change it to Menmaller.
What does it do?
instead of being a 5/5 with improvise for 7 that can't be blocked by artifact creatures, what it says is that it must be blocked by a human each turn,
male,
if
a
able.
Male.
Yes, it must be blocked by a human if able every turn.
That's good. I have here a decommission. There's so many ways to go on this. Okay. I want to call it depermission.
Okay.
And did you give this to me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Depermission. And what that does is it's like when somebody, like, there's colloquials, like when you say, sure, you know, when say you're playing blue against your opponent and your opponent casts something, they look at you like, does it resolve? And you say, sure. And then you play depermission and you counter your own spell. It's really bad. Never play that card. Just don't play it.
No, never
deep
do.
Deep permission.
Okay, I have Skyship Plunderer, the one in a blue 2/1 flying. Instead, it's going to be Skyship Wanderer.
Yeah.
Which, if there is another flyer on the board, it can't attack because it's just, like, too busy contemplating it.
Look at that.
It's just like, wow. Wow. I wonder how it works.
Skyship
Wanderer.
Know why you gave me this card, because it's Aether Swooper, which I renamed Aether Pooper, because it looks like it's pooping out a stream of ether. I just read them like I see them. That is the literal art on this card. So that's what I'm going to keep it named as. But Aether Pooper, I suppose, would have to have different abilities. It is pooping out ether, so, I mean, it's flavorful. I suppose whenever it deals combat damage, it poops out a little ether for you. Yep. That would be too good, probably.
I have Reservoir Walker.
Yeah.
For 5. It's the one that's a 3/3 for 5. When it enters battlefield, you gain 3 life and get 3 energy. Instead, it's going to be Reser Noir Walker. And when it enters the battlefield, it kills a creature at random.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because then there's a murder to solve. Oh, Reser Noir Walker.
She walked into my office. She had long legs and
blue... She had ether up to her. Legs and legs up to her chin.
I have here Embral...
Her chin was the beginning of a face, which went up to the ceiling.
Embral Gear Smasher, which I'm going to rename to Embral Bear Smasher, which is changing only one letter. And it's a 2/3 that taps to sacrifice an artifact. Embral Gear Smasher deals 2 damage to each opponent. So I guess it is kind of a bear smasher. So it'll do 2 damage to a creature.
Oh, yeah.
Embral Bear Smasher.
I have Implement of Examination, which is the 3, and it's an artifact for a blue. You can sacrifice it to draw a card. And when it's put into a graveyard from the battlefield, draw a card. I'm going to instead make it Implement of Exclamation, where when you cast it, you have to shout something.
Yes.
Or else you sacrifice it.
Perfect. I have here a rare, which is the card that most anyone would want to open in a draft. Mm-hmm. Aethertide Whale, which I'm renaming Aethertide Snail. And so it's definitely not going to be a sweet whale flying through the air, but rather a very slow little snail. And much like that turtle that when you tapped it, it exiled and then it came back attacking the next turn. Yeah. Similar, except it is an O2, so it doesn't even have any power. Aethertide Snail. Yeah. It does give you 2 ether, though, whenever it attacks. So
that's right. Okay, I have Implement of Ferocity, which is the...
Oh, you're getting all the implements.
One, a green, sacrifice to put a counter on a creature. Instead, it's going to be Implement of Fur City.
Oh, God!
When you crack it, it makes all of your creatures into 2/2s for the turn, making it a fur city. It's a city of bears. All creatures become 2/2s. Literally all of them. Everything on the board becomes a 2/2. Implement of Fur City.
It's not what I thought you were going to say. I've got Maverick Thopterist, which is a great card. 3 blue, red, improvise, 2/2. You get 2 Thopters with it. I'm going to change it into Maverick Hip-Hopterist. So when you play it, you got to lay a sweet beat or it counters itself.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I have Aether Inspector, but instead it's going to be Aether Respector, which is this card. No one can spend any energy while this card is in play. Because it's just like, respect the ether. You cannot use that energy. Ether Respector.
I have Pima Ether Seer, which, if you know me, you already know what I'm going to do this card. It's definitely Pima Ether Peer to go with our Ether Pooper. I'm 2 years old, apparently. I guess, you know, it's got to be just a similar mechanic of, excreting ether when it attacks. But it's only half an ether because it's not as much as a poop.
Okay, see what your next one is because I'm having a hard time with this one.
Okay. All right, let me look at this. Okay, I've got it. So this is... This card is Natural Obsolescence. 1 and a green instant, put target artifact on the bottom of its owner's library. Which I will change to natural... What was I going to say? Natural adolescence. So,
yeah.
What it's going to do is you play it, and, natural adolescence. Like, it gives a creature +1/+1. But adolescents are, you know, like, they're moody and whatever. So you're going to roll a die. If you roll an odd number... You tear the card up, and it's out of your deck forever.
Yeah.
If you roll an even, it gets a +1/+1 counter.
Not worth it.
Not worth it ever.
Okay. I have Resourceful Return for 1 and a black. Return target creature card from your graveyard to your hand. If you control an artifact, draw a card. I'm going to call it Forceful Return.
Yeah.
Which is instead where your opponent gets to pick the card that you're returning, and they get to just throw it at you.
Here you go.
Exactly. They're like, how about having this back from your graveyard?
It's dangerous because you do get automatically DQ'd for that.
Yeah.
So if you put that card in your deck, you're definitely trying to get your opponent
DQ'd. Yeah.
Well, all of these lovely cards, including our sweet whale of a rare, see what I did there, are going into our drawing for anybody who's been a patron of us for any amount of time.
Right. This month we also have a drawing for a new patron, which is going to be the sweet playmat that was at GP Atlanta.
Yeah.
So check it out, patreon.com/MTAcast. And as always, thank you again so much to all of our patrons, because again, you keep the show happening, yo.
And this pack includes an Ajani, so
that's right. The pack of cards we're giving away this month includes an Ajani. Sick.
If you want some abs, don't go to the gym. Just join our Patreon.
Yeah.
Well, humans, that's our show for this week.
Well, animals, that's our show this week. What animal is that? Is that a choking bird?
Every
Bernie the Heimlich?
Choking birds. That's our show for this week. That's what that translates to.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks once again to our sponsor, CardKingdom.com. Head over to CardKingdom.com/MTAcast for all of your card needs.
And all of your dating app needs.
That's right. Swipe right for a card that you want.
Somebody recently asked us on our Discord server chat, and the question was, how can I best support the show if I'm listening to it? So they're already, of course, doing great because they're a patron.
Yeah.
But they wanted to know what was the best way to listen to it. And I told them YouTube, watch on YouTube without an ad blocker enabled, or use YouTube Red. Both of those ways will help donate to the show. But also, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Going to cardkingdom.com/MTAcast is another way to help out the show, too.
Because it lets Card Kingdom
know.
Hey, you know.
Yeah.
This is a good idea.
This show's all right.
Yeah, man.
We're going to have a really exciting episode next week, so I hope you tune in. GP San Jose, we're going to have interviews with awesome people. We're going to have
so much sweet material.
Sweet stuff going on left and right.
Yeah, right and left, up and down.
We're going to try and shoot
side to side diagonal.
Into the fifth dimension.
That's right, which is...
No, wait.
Time plus.
Four times a fourth dimension, right?
No, I mean, they're really all just more space.
We want to do some like live videos from the floor and stuff.
That's right.
So maybe you'll get to see us out on Twitter to see that.
Yeah, man.
At MTAcast, Facebook.com/MTAcast, Instagram.com/MTAcast. We need to post on there more, but we'll get on that. Patreon.com/MTAcast, YouTube.com/MTAcast. Head over to our sister channel, MTA Plays, to see April's awesome cube videos. I recently posted a video on how to do better at draft, so you can go over there and watch that. Megan is going to have her elves deck tech up.
I'm about to record it, you guys. I'm about to record it.
I'm so excited. So that'll go live next week. If you subscribe to YouTube, you'll be getting notified when all the sweet stuff happens.
Oh, yes.
So you're not in the dark wondering what's cool. You'll just automatically know. You know what I mean? Anyway, that's all I have.
Until next time.